much. Anyway, we have our next guest on the line, which I'm pretty excited about. We have Larry Wilcox from Chips. Hey, Larry, how are you? Larry?
Yes.
Ah, there you go. We found you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks. Welcome to the Friends Over 50 show.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just going to stop by the Dairy Queen, but I figure I better call you guys first.
You know what? We have a Dairy Queen here in Lockport that has the best dilly bars.
Yeah, I saw that as one of your sponsors, and but that's cool. We need to go to a Dairy Queen. We all love those old Dairy Queens.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you sound the same as I remember from you as when I was a kid watching Chips. And I always wanted you to pull my dad over.
Well, I have pulled a few over, as you well know, and I've been pulled over many times, but luckily they've never given me a ticket.
Well, you better not. You're a brother.
Yeah.
Brother in blue, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, I have to ask you, I mean, we should probably start with Chips. I mean, how did you get started with Chips?
Well, I started in a television series called Lassie way before that, and started in that a few years. And then after that, I did a lot of commercials for a couple years where I just couldn't miss. It seemed like there was guys would wave to me as they would drive by my house in the morning as they went to work on their 9-to-5 job. And when they came home at night, I'd wave to them again. I'd be out on my lawn or doing whatever. And I think they always wondered, what's this kid doing and living here and making a living? And I was just doing commercials. And then I did Disney's and movies of the week. And I'd done a movie with Farrah Fawcett called The Great American Beauty Contest. And the producer of Chips saw me in that and in a Y5O episode and asked me, would I be interested in doing a Chips, a series about motorcycle cops? And I said, no. And he says, why? And, you know, like young actors who think they're artistes at some point in their life. I was in that phase and decided that I was going to do bigger and better things. But like all young prostitutes, it came to a certain amount of money, and they said, well, what if we pay you X? Would you be interested in doing Chips? And, of course, I did it. And I was very lucky, and I'm very grateful that I ended up doing it and had a great time, and it was one of the best times in my life.
Yeah, it was a hit series. You were everybody's idol, I mean, you know, hero. Yeah, it was a cool show.
Yeah, you know, I always say that what people don't understand is some actors always complaining about what they did or didn't do, and I always say, are you serious? You know, most young men are going through some kind of identity crisis anyway, and you should be so lucky to be a flavor of the month. In our case, for six years, we ran on Television A, and B, we were bought by Turner Entertainment, so then we ran on syndicated television for 30 years, and so, you know, you got to be in someone's living room for 30 years. You were a brand of sorts. And you should show gratitude and humility at the same time. So it was a good time.
I'm just not sure I would have wanted Ponch as my partner.
No, I'm not sure either. The other day someone told me he did an interview where he said he was a cop now and does a little bit of acting. And I thought, don't give a gun to Ponch, please.
Yeah, really. And you did, I mean, you're an avid biker, motorcycle rider still?
Yeah, still ride bikes and, you know, rode horses all my life, so both motors and bikes. And I'm a pilot. I like flying airplanes. Actually, I love flying airplanes more than anything, but I enjoy all that kind of stuff. And the only thing is that you go through that other phase where you think you're immortal, and that's not a good phase. And so now I'm a little more cautious, but, yeah, I enjoy it all.
Well, you did all your own riding and stunts and Chips, I think I read.
I did a lot of it, not all of it, because there's some things you just don't do, the burn scenes, and sometimes a lay down on a bike's really dangerous. Those heavy bikes are, you know, you have to keep the front brake and the back brake on and keep the bike down on the ground or it high sides you. And like in Eric's case, it high sided him and threw him into a camera truck, and then the motorcycle followed and ruptured his aorta. But you know, you can get really, really hurt on motorcycles, whether it's going 1 mile an hour or 100 miles an hour. And most people don't realize that the real danger in riding a motorcycle is the high speed. But if you cannot ride at the slow speeds and brake and clutch and balance in a figure eight in a really small square arena, then you really can't ride a motorcycle. And that's, I think, the good training that we had from the CHP, which was really fun. I actually learned a lot from them.
Well, and you, those were Kawasaki, were those Kawasaki 1000s?
Yeah, Kawasaki 900s in the first year, and then Kawasaki came out with a 1000, and then we rode that, and then the last reunion, they did BMWs.
Excuse me, because the Kawasaki was really a hot bike at the time. That was the bike, if I remember right. Was the bike's bike.
Yeah, Kawasaki, you know, first of all, it was the hot bike. I had a Z1000 at one time, and Kawasaki used to give me motorcycles, so I had like five or six motorcycles from them, and which was great and a wonderful little benefit.
Yeah.
And then I had an old Triumph that I loved, the Silver Jubilee, which was a collector's bike, and I've always liked BSAs and Triumphs and Nortons and English bikes and English cars. I had a Mini Cooper, and so yeah, I love that kind of old stuff. But yeah, they were Kawasaki's, and then Kawasaki got a lot of publicity and exposure by obviously being on that show.
Yeah, well, I remember that blonde officer that was on there too. You remember her? I can't remember her name.
Oh, here he goes.
Yes, she was really something. I mean, I was over at one of your sponsors the other day, Advanced Urology Associates, and I was thinking about checking into that Willow Falls Senior Living, and I was thinking of Randy Oaks, but...
You're funny.
Randy Oaks was a beautiful girl. She was a blonde bombshell, interesting girl. She used to be, for a long time, her and Joe Namath were a thing. A lot of people don't know that. And then when she was a model in New York City, in fact, in Joe's book, he writes about this beautiful girl named Randy Oaks. And I didn't know that when she came to Chips, but she probably could have been a big star on her own. In some respects, it was really neat that she was on the show, and she was always spunky and full of energy and a sparkle in her eye and a real girl and an athlete. And on the other hand, it was sad because, you know, she was kind of an add-on, if you will, to the two stars of the show, and she didn't really get a shine as much as she could have, but she did shine even under those circumstances, and she was a great girl. And then before her, of course, was Breanne Leary,
yeah,
who was the girl that was on the show. And then her and Eric had a falling out, and so she was no longer on the show.
Well, I would imagine if you don't get along with the two stars, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be smooth. So did they feed you very well on the set? I mean, that's it.
Yeah, everything was good on the set. You know, usually when you're doing a television series, for whatever reason, actors get pampered. I never have quite figured that out. I mean, the crew works their bottom off. The crew, these are guys that are really experts, virtuosos at their trade, like the director of photography and the gaffer who does all the lighting and the painting with lights, if you will, and the sound man. The sound is so important in a television series, and when you're doing a series like Chips, you know, you're moving the camera, you're shooting 10 pages a day, you're doing the, you know, moves and locations and transportation and logistics, and the actor, you know, says, oh, it's so hard being an actor, you know, we work 14 hours a day or 12 hours a day. Yeah, I know, but, you know, 10 of it's in your motorhome.
Okay.
So, they traded real well. We had great food, and, you know, I had my own 35-foot motorhome, and I rented it back to MGM, so they paid for my motorhome. And you know, Eric Estrada had a motorcycle accident, and he sued MGM, and I don't think that he used your legal firm up there. What is it? Smigaliski and Robel? I mean, they got to change their name.
Yeah. All these sponsors are going to be really thrilled that you were on the show today.
Yeah, well, that's why they're sponsors. That's the important part of life, isn't it?
You know, you're right. And,
I think they won. He's filed a lawsuit, but he didn't know that I had a clause in my contract called favored nations, and that means whatever he gets, I get, and vice versa. And so he got a new Rolls Royce, and so I got a new Rolls Royce.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you're smart. There's no doubt about that.
How do I get in this contract with you guys?
Yeah, exactly. Well, those were the good days. That's when, you know, in television back in the day was when there were really only three networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC. And then along came a little, you know, newcomer called HBO. But really, the three of us, three networks were the biggest thing. And in Chip's days, this is why I tell actors, quit whining. Just think about what you got. In our case, we got exposure every week on television to millions of people in the United States, and we were syndicated to 100 foreign countries all over the world. So no matter where we went, we were a brand. And if you forget the ego part of it from a marketing standpoint, it's just a great compliment. And you should be so lucky. Someone spent hundreds of millions of dollars on your brand. Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us right now, we are on with Larry Wilcox, which is, to us, is best known for Chips. And you can also check him out at LarryWilcox.net. I believe that's your official website, LarryWilcox.net. Hey, how was it when you'd leave the set? You know, if you'd go out, you know, afterwards around town. I mean, people had to look at you thinking you're probably still on Chips. You know what I mean? Or the police were probably pretty good to you.
It was interesting. You know, you go through this kind of phased evolution as a television or movie star. And the first phase, I'll try to be succinct so I don't bore you, but the first phase in Lassie was, when I did Lassie, I remember these girls, we were filming in Placerville, and I was a young man thinking how cute girls were, and up they came and wanted an autograph. And, you know, not having ever been asked for an autograph, I wrote a paragraph. And it's like, what are you doing, dude? She just wants your autograph, not a letter, right? And then as time goes on, you learn to enjoy Chips, Larry Wilcox. And so then, you know, you start getting recognized. And at first, it caresses your ego. And if you have any self-esteem issues, it starts to evolve. And that's good. And then the next thing you know is that now you're getting a lot of attention. And you can't go in the grocery store without being recognized, and that's okay. And then all of a sudden you start seeing that, hey, I have bad days, angry days, frustrated days, and I sure as hell don't want to talk to a human being today. And, you know, these three droolers want my autograph, and I don't know what I'm going to say to them right now. Well, what you do say is you're really grateful, and you give them an autograph, and you smile and make them feel good because they're your employers. And those are the people that are really keeping you in your job. So I think that was good. And then I went to Brazil, and I've told the story, is that I get off the airplane to do a personal appearance for McCain agencies in the world. And 40,000 people met me at the airport, so I got to be Elvis for a day, if you will. And, you know, you just don't realize how powerful the entertainment business is. So the good part is that you know, you can really leverage and market and use that in a proper way. One, you can do lots of business and lots of marketing. Two, and three is if you're gracious and show humility, you know, you can really make more deposits than withdrawals, and that's what life's about, is making deposits for other people.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. Well, that's very difficult, though.
Yeah.
do you know what
I mean? Well, I was lucky.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, you know, the egos go, and it's rough. But it's also your brand. Yeah, I mean, you were just talking about that a second ago. Brian and I, who books the show all the time, we're talking about, you just have to keep in mind, it's the people in this industry, it's a brand, and you have to, you know, help protect that brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you can do everything you can possibly to protect the brand, and you put your signature on your life, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. You know, that's all you can do, is try to make the right choice and the right step.
Now, what are you doing now? Do you have any new plans coming up, something new?
Yeah, doing a lot. You know, my life's really about education, and I always think every single day, what did you learn today? And so, obviously, I'm an A personality. I need to learn, and I need to be moving and get things done. And I like people to find solutions, not problems. So, you know, my goal, the good part is I always tell my children, you know, find a solution, make more deposits and withdrawals. That's my kind of mantra, if you will.
You know what? They're telling me I have to go to a break. Can you hold on for a minute or two? We have you right back.
You bet.
That's okay.
You bet. Go to a break.
Thanks. You listen to the Friends Over 50 show brought to you by Home Helpers. We'll be back in a second with Larry Wilcox.
Live the life at Carillon Lakes. Carillon Lakes is a gated community providing active 55 and older residents the life of leisure. Play a round of golf on their three-hole par 3 course or relax in any of the three pools, including an indoor pool, a therapeutic jacuzzi, and a pool just for the little ones. Carillon Lakes offers three fishing lakes, picturesque walking paths, and a fitness trail. The clubhouse features a large meeting room and dance floor, daily activities, and a card and game room to relax with friends. Carillon Lakes is the only Energy Star rated activity adult community in Crest Hill. You can find Carillon Lakes at 21325 Carillon Lakes Drive at Renwick Road, a half mile west of Weber. Contact your real estate agent today and view this piece of paradise right in your backyard. Carillon Lakes, a life of leisure for active adults.
Hi, Richard here with more great news from Home Helpers. If you're in need of a good walker, may I introduce you to the Valera 7 Walker, now available from Home Helpers in Homer Glen. You can see and check out the Valera 7 Walker Rollator at MyCareGuideOnline.com. That's MyCareGuideOnline.com. What makes this Swedish design walker so perfect for you? Well, Valera sets the standard because, well, it exceeds the needs of the user. It offers the perfect combination of style, functionality, practicality, safety, and endurance. Valeris Rollators provide freedom and mobility anywhere, anytime, any place, including gravel, rocks, and curbs. Yes, the Valeris 7 Walker Rollator is easy to fold, easy to store, and transport. So much more to tell with no more time. Call this number for more info. Call 708-301-4746. That's 708-301-4746. Home Helpers and the Valeris 7 Rollator Walker, two great names making life more livable for you.
Hello, this is Ron Cutter for New Abilities Vocational Cleaning Services. We are in the business of cleaning offices, new construction, real estate spaces for lease or sale, commercial real estate, and much more. You get the picture. Now allow me to introduce this win-win opportunity for you and for our employees. You see, we employ and train people with disabilities to do the work for you. Our slogan and our employees' motto is, we believe in a hand up, not a handout, and we are willing and able to go to work for you. New Abilities Vocational Cleaning Service is a full-service company. VCS is a family-owned company, and our people are available for day or night cleaning. Vacuuming, floor buffing, dusting, cleaning bathrooms, whatever you want cleaned is what we do best and at competitive pricing. A job coach is at every job to assure that quality work is performed. If you missed any of this message, please go to our website, newabilitiesvcs.com, or you can call me, Ron Cutter, at 708-969-1590. That's 708-969-1590. New Abilities Vocational Cleaning Services, a special cleaning company you can take pride in just like our employees do.
Looking for tips on how to make those golden years easier and more enjoyable for those you love? Check out HelpingGrandmaAndGrandpa.com, a new blog from Home Helpers. At HelpingGrandmaAndGrandpa.com, you'll find helpful ideas, fun activities, and important issues relevant to today's seniors. Articles are written regularly, covering topics like health and wellness, travel, money matters, and just for fun. Want to know how to ask for a caregiver, some of the best exercises for seniors, answers to those hard insurance questions, or even great cooking and gardening tips? HelpingGrandmaAndGrandpa.com is the place. HelpingGrandmaAndGrandpa.com is your destination for the most relevant news and information regarding senior living and care. Check back daily. You never know what's going to be next on HelpingGrandmaAndGrandpa.com, the brand new blog from your friends at Home Helpers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Friends Over 50 show brought to you by Home Helpers. We have the great Larry Wilcox on the air, best known for his role as John on Chips. So, Larry, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's pick up right where you left off.
Well, we were talking about what I was doing. Actually, I was trading in my motorcycle for a walker over there at Carillon Lakes after I had one of the Babe's Jumbo hot dogs.
Yeah, and how was your care from Home Helpers, Larry?
I like that, care for home helpers. I like that. And I'm actually, I'm a caregiver for my father-in-law who lives with us.
Oh, you are?
Stroke victim, so I understand and empathize with that. And
it's difficult. Isn't that a difficult job, seriously? Being a
caregiver? Yeah, it's trying. You know, you have to forget your own emotions and frustrations and just understand that it's part of the cycle. But in his case, it's directly related to not being nutritionally sound all his life, so he became a diabetic and then strokes and so on. But I think it's important in life that people really get educated in terms of, in my case, isotonic vitamins, which are, you know, a little powder that you mix with water at a certain volume and take those. And then number two is all the other things. I mean, like University of Pennsylvania, for the last 8 years in a nonprofit organization called Pennies for Action, has had zero, has been 100% successful with keeping, getting rid of cancer, with breast cancer, with women, 100% in 8 straight years. And the world doesn't even know about it. It's all vaccine. And it's not chemo, and it's not any weird hocus pocus, and I'm not associated with it, so it's, I just try to help them. But anyway, to answer your question, what am I doing? Well, I work in a technology company called Enabled to Wear, E-N-A-B-L-E-D-W-A-R-E, Enabled to Wear. And Enabled to Wear is a, actually it appealed to you guys on your station, I think. But today, the other day I went to a technology conference in Hollywood at the Universal Studios, and all the major studios, Disney and Warner Brothers and all, were there. And they were all pounding their chest about these new apps that they're building for your smartphone and your tablet and so on. Each were $1 million or greater they were spending, and they really hadn't figured out any return on investment, but they were going to do these projects. And I asked them at the end of the day, does anyone have a cross-platform digital distribution solution? And they said, wow, great question, but no. But we're going to spend millions of dollars developing one. And I didn't say anything, but that's what Enabled Wear is a cross-platform digital distribution solution. And that means that we can take any content, your picture, your document, your movies, what music, whatever the document is, and distribute that digitally to any device or screen. So that means tomorrow you could literally be a broadcast network, and that's where it's going, is the fragmentation of the audience is going to actually, you'll have to become a full-blown media company. In order to do that, you have to have this software. So this software appeals to almost every vertical in the business. Like today we were having discussions with public safety in the security business where they have chain of custody issues. The day before we were talking to entertainment companies who want to broadcast their movies and television and have a pay-for-play video-on-demand solution. The day before that we did Cal Berkeley, and where we take our content and help them with their curriculum so a professor can broadcast his content to thousands of international students paying to get a degree from Cal Berkeley. And in December, we did the United Nations Global Warming Conference in Qatar, and we did the British Open in the UK. So this technology is really, really exciting technology that allows you to digitally distribute, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, I'm amazed every day about technology. It sounds pretty cool. It just doesn't. It's almost hard to keep up with.
Yeah, that's the problem with technology is, you know, what was blue today is yellow tomorrow, meaning it has a lifespan, and in many cases it isn't very long, so you better hustle.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a website or something you want to give out for that, or are you using
LarryWilcox.org or .net? Yeah, no, thank you for asking. It's just www.enabledware.com.
Okay, enabledware.com, and also for your personal, is LarryWilcox.net.
Yeah, it's LarryWilcox.net. That's a kind of a fan personal site, and we go in and do chats, and usually I write a column there. And, you know, the important thing is just, you know, share and exchange information. We had a Chips reunion that Sue, who put on the Chips reunion for us, who runs my fan page, Sue Walsh, and she had several hundred people fly in from countries all over the world to meet all the old chiefs and get autographs and take pictures by the motorcycle. And that's kind of a cool event. It was neat to see all those older actors, you know, after all this time.
Yeah, no, awesome. Awesome. Well, Larry, we want to thank you so much for coming on. And when if you come to Chicago, we'd love to have you come in and sit in and co-host with us.
Oh, that'd be great. Chicago's a great city, great food, and I always enjoy it. But I don't like the winters, but I love the city. And my son, older son, went to the University of Chicago, so I'm real proud of that. But I'll do that, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate it. Again, that was
Larry. All right, have a good day.
Thank you so much. Again, that was Larry Wilcox, best known for his role on Chips, and you can get information on him at LarryWilcox.net. So there you go. How awesome was that?
That was really awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
Thank you so much.
You bet.